I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States, and military veterans have a higher incidence of suicide than the general adult population. To talk about suicide prevention and resources available to veterans is Dr. Tracy Stecker. She's a psychologist and assistant professor in the College of Nursing at MUSC. Dr. Stecker, what are the most important steps that a veteran can take immediately if they're really struggling with suicidal thoughts? What can they do?
The most important thing is being willing to seek out support from somebody and being able to talk through those thoughts. Just because you have the thought doesn't mean you're going to act on the thought. And knowing the reality that we all have those thoughts sometimes, maybe for some of us just fleeting one or two times in our lifetime, but for others we struggle with it more often. So recognizing that it's common to have those thoughts and being brave enough to talk to somebody.
How much of a difference does it make when someone reaches out for help if indeed they're having some thoughts of suicide?
The evidence is fairly clear that individuals who are getting help are less likely to die by suicide than those who have not accessed treatment.
And what makes a difference, Dr. Stecker, for the veterans that you've worked with who do get themselves turned around to where they're no longer having suicidal thoughts? What really made the impact?
It depends on what was prompting the suicidal thoughts. So for a lot of veterans, they're having sleep disturbance. So when you go a couple of nights or weeks or months or years with poor sleep or without sleep, your thoughts can get pretty jumbled and you're more emotional. So if it's something like that, where there's profound sleep disturbance, the best thing that can help is sleep treatment, which is available. For other individuals, it's maybe stress management. For other individuals, it might be working through some substance use issues that have come up. For some veterans, it might be dealing with a traumatic event and talking through that. So it really depends on what's prompting that thought. The really important thing is to recognize that you're not alone, that this kind of situation could happen to all of us, and getting help for that.
And Dr. Stecker, I know that you're the research director at the Center of Excellence for Suicide Prevention at the VA hospital that specializes in suicide prevention. Tell us about resources available for veterans.
So I'm the research director at that facility. It's the Canandaigua VA. And at the Canandaigua VA, the National VA Crisis Line is located. That's really an excellent resource for a veteran who is struggling and needs to talk to somebody immediate. They're there 24 hours a day. They also have chat lines available. So if somebody's not comfortable calling and talking to somebody, they can actually just get on their computer and start chatting with somebody. It was built for veterans, but it's available for civilians and veterans.
And for veterans who do need immediate help, how do they find this crisis line?
The phone number for the crisis line is 1-800-273-TALK. So veterans can access the crisis line 24/7. They can call the VA at any time. They can call the vet centers. They can call the American Legion. They can call anybody affiliated with veteran services and get help.
Dr. Stecker, thanks for providing this information about suicide prevention and related resources for veterans.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.